Thank you for being here with us today for Juno Afternoon. Great to have everyone here with us. I'm Rhonda McBride. Today, we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Golden North Salmon Derby, and there is lots to celebrate. And here to give us an appreciation for this long-standing Juno tradition, Ron Somerville and Sean Hooten, members of the Territorial Sportsman, the group that sponsors the Derby. Ron, perhaps we should start off with you to give us a little history of how this Derby came to be.
Well, I think back in the towards the end of the mining era here in Juneau, they decided they needed some diversion. So the Territorial Sportsman, which was in existence then in 1946, I believe it was, they started the first Derby. At times they offered some unique prizes, an automobile one year, and I don't remember all the other prizes, but looking at the history of the Derby, it was unique. Unique for Juneau, relatively smaller in those days. It was interesting that the businesses virtually shut down. Employees could participate in the Derby. So it was a big community event. We've diminished from that type of exposure today, but we still enjoy somewhere between 1,200 and 1,600 people fishing in the Derby. The first recipient of the scholarship was Philip by the name of Harris, who was related to one of the original founders of Juneau.
Huh, that's an interesting bit of historical trivia. So, Sean, this year's Derby starts a week from today on an auspicious or inauspicious, I'm not sure, Friday the 13th, and it runs through August 15th. But, you know, maybe the 13th will be a lucky day for some fishermen.
We can definitely hope so. We're hoping for good weather. Hopefully the cohos will arrive. Usually they show up mid-month, give or take. And so that's why we kind of target our Derby around that. We're also looking to get some kings as well.
So Sean, maybe you could give us an explanation of how this Derby works. How do you enter? What are the competitions?
We've got a whole lot of things going on this year, but the basis is we've got some top weighed fish prizes. You know, of course, for the largest, usually it's a king salmon that starts up there in the $10,000 range for cash. We've got some other ones based on whether or not you turn in weighed fish. For every ticket that you buy for the Derby, they enter you into what we call a high five prize. It's called the Ticket Holder High Five, and it's sponsored by Boinkles this year. We call them a high five, where you get 40 sealed envelopes put up on a board, and you pick. Basically, when you get five of each envelope of the same number, and some of those prizes, like this one in particular, would be $48,000 if you get the top one. And of course, this 48 is coming for 48 years of Boinkles being in business. And of course, the next level down is $4,800, $480. And then we also have a $48 plus a $480 Boinkles gift certificate. We also have several other big ones, including a large sponsored high five for Hecla Greens Creek and Core Kinston combined. And that can be as high as $50,000 on that high five. And those are for the scholarship fish tickets. And that is for people that don't want to weigh their fish in, but they want to turn them in for door prizes that are through the scholarship. Most of the money that we get from the Derby goes right back into the scholarship to take care of our graduating seniors that are on their way into either a tech program or a four-year college.
So, Ron, I have to ask you, in all the years of the Derby, how much has the Territorial Sportsman spent on scholarships?
The total is right around $1.9 million. Today, the scholarship, individual scholarship, four-year scholarship, if you will, amounts to about $13,000 spread out over the 4 years. So I might also add that I can't remember the year, but the Territorial Sportsman created a separate organization of which they're affiliated with, the Territorial Sportsman Scholarship Foundation. What it does is manage giving out the scholarships, interviewing the candidates. They're responsible for administering that program. They also invest any money that is either returned because a student doesn't complete the 4 years, or we get donations or whatever to the scholarship fund. And that fund today is right up around $700,000, which is almost big enough to continue the scholarship program regardless of what the Derby ends up doing. But we'd like to see it continue at a little bit higher level, maybe granting more scholarships.
So it's almost kind of a Derby permanent fund.
That's a good correlation.
So there's a lot of money involved, prizes that are almost like a year's salary for somebody. How do you raise this kind of money aside from just the people that enter and pay their fees? I mean, that can't be how you raise this money entirely.
Well, the Derby has been almost exclusively responsible for the money, like sale of the fish. We get permit from Fish and Game to sell the fish or turn it into the Derby. Then that money goes into the fund. It's been almost exclusively the Golden North Salmon Derby that is responsible for this program.
In other words, the sale of the fish that the fishermen catch is kind of what has created this pool.
That's correct. Plus, we do get some donations. This year, we're getting $2,500 from Toyota.
So that's very impressive that you are able to do this. In honor of the 75th birthday of the Derby, are you doing some things differently this year just because it's the anniversary?
Yeah, we are actually rolling out a new team competition this year, and we decided the 75th would be a good time to try it. We've talked about it on and off for a year or two just to see if we could do it. And this year we decided to do it based on the fish count totals for each team. The way it's set up is that all of the folks that buy team tickets, and that's typically a team of four on a boat and fishing from the same vessel, and they all buy their team Derby tickets. And that's $100 a piece instead of the normal regular ticket price. The way the team competition will work is that all of the fish that the team folks catch, they get to use for also the weighed-in fish and the scholarship prize. So we're basically just taking the totals of the boats that turn in their fish each day, and then we have a top three prizes set up for that. And it's also in a high-five system. First place, the maximum prize capable is $75,000. The second prize will be $25,000, and the third place is $10,000. And of course, those are high-fives, so they're like all random choice. And the smallest amount is a $500 prize plus mystery prize. And the mystery prize is based on how much fish I believe we sell and part of the ticket prices. We kind of have a little combined, basically, kind of an idea of what it may be as far as the minimum prize. We kind of take based on fish sales and, you know, the price of fish and that kind of thing. We also have a diamond ring being given away, as the diamond is the 75th anniversary. So that'll be in our winning raffle. Those will be picked right after the Derby on Sunday night. We'll do a random drawing for that.
A diamond ring. Boy, you guys have thrown out a lot of numbers here in talking about all the prizes and scholarships. This year, how much are you spending in total? Any idea, a ballpark?
$150,000, probably.
That is a lot of money. What do you think makes the Derby so popular? Is it the money or is it the event itself?
In the early days, it was just a diversion for the whole community turned out for the Derby because we were much smaller and it became a real exciting annual event. Now, I think the thing that probably prompts people to participate more than anything else is the contribution to the scholarship program. At least my soliciting from the businesses and private individuals, that's one of the things they ask almost annually is, well, how is the scholarship program doing? I do think some people are obviously fishing in it for the purpose of trying to hit the top weight or one of these programs. I might mention that one year we had a tag fish program. A local person did win the $100,000 tag fish prize. So we've had some big payouts from some of the Derby prizes we've offered.
Also, with Ron's mention, I personally know the the award winner of that $100,000 fish, and she very frequently re-donates money back into our scholarship and into our derby every year.
There's a lot of things that go into this derby, from the fun of fishing to the sense that you're helping kids get scholarships. Tell me about some of your favorite derby memories, and we'll start with you, Ron.
I guess the thing I remember most about the derby was the old Nemans start. It used to be there would be a cannon go off and every boat in Auk Bay would take off at the same time. And the Coast Guard warned us that this is becoming a little hazardous to the small vessels. So we changed that to Pacific time so the vessels could depart from Auk Bay on Friday at a reasonable rate. And that's worked pretty well.
So before we go, do you want to give us a way that we can find out more if we want to take part in this?
Yeah, you bet. GoldenNorthSalmonDerby.com is our website, and it has quite a bit of information. We have four ticket vendors, DeHart's Auk Bay Store, Foodland IGA Hardware, Sportsman's Warehouse, and Western Auto Marine.
All right. Ron Somerville and Sean Hooten, members of the Territorial Sportsmen, thank you for being here with us and telling us about this marvelous program that is doing so much for the community. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.